Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frames. Now get to your positions. Lightings?
Ready!
Cameras?
Clear!
Figurants?
Clear!
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Action Frames in this new semester. This is Kitty.
And this is Regina. It is so pleasant for me to bring you the latest Info Express here. Action Frame is coming back for you again.
And today we are going to talk about the most worth-looking-for movie, Avengers Infinity War.
The Avengers Infinity War, produced by the Disney film industry, has been officially announced to land at the mainland in May 11th. Avengers Infinity War has been paid much attention before the film was released in April 27th in North America, but now the film has missed the mainland's May 1st. Some experts say it has been 2 weeks late to come to the mainland and it has little impact on the movie box office.
Yes, though it can make up the holiday, it can still look forward to the box office performance of Avengers by virtue of the bored fan base of the film and the branding of the film itself. Avengers Infinity War is the historical aggregation of the 10th anniversary of the film. The superheroes roll away their grievances and assemble unpredictably to fight against the strongest villain in history.
With word of mouth and box office results, the Avengers series has become one of the most successful films in the history of movie. The 2012 Avengers 2 and the 2015 sequel to the Avengers 2, the Oranga era received 900 million global box offices.
Avengers Infinity War has also continued the good momentum of the first two, and is expected to push the total box office to a new height. The North American online purchase website Fandango revealed that the 3 North American per sale was only 6 hours to be the best superhero movie in the movie history box office, and most of the fans said they could not wait to see an annual masterpiece with the best heroic lineup.
The Avengers 3 The Infinity War brought together Robert Downey Jr., Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, Benedict, Scarlett Johansson, and other super Hollywood stars, the most luxurious superhero films of the history. Due to the scene of superhero aggregation in the film, I believe that many loyal comic fans will get goosebumps excitedly. Star Duke, Iron Man, Spider-Man, the reunion father and daughter.
Russell, the steward director of the film, will also join with the heroes in April the 19th to come to China. Fans will have the opportunity to meet closely with reunion heroes.
Wow, I just can't wait to see the film.
Me too, and since time is limited, that's all for today's Info Express.
We need to save time for the storyboard coming next. Bye, see you next Saturday.
Stay tuned, see you.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Welcome to this week's storyboard. I am your all-time friend, Regina.
And this is Jacob.
Today, we're gonna have a touching throwback to the adolescent years.
It's Lady Bird that we're going to talk about today.
A rewarding, uplifting, and funny passion movie equipped with heart, brain, and felicity.
So without further ado, let's take the time machine and go back to the year of 2002.
Catholic high school senior Christian McPherson, self-named Lady Bird, is an impetuous girl literally from the wrong side of the tracks who is at a critical stage in her life.
She's continually at odds with her mother. She despises her mundane life in Sacramento, and she wants to go to college on the East Coast in a city with culture.
Her ordinary life suddenly takes a turn when she has to deal with popularity, discovering boys and romance, and coping with the problems of people other than her own.
Lady Bird attends a Catholic school and is a longtime friend with Julie. The two of them mess around at the market where Lady Bird's brother Miguel works.
Lady Bird and Julia try out for the school's production. Lady Bird develops a crush on a boy named Danny, and the two of them start a date.
Over Thanksgiving weekend, Lady Bird joins Julie, Danny, and other friends as they smoke weed for the first time. They eat leftovers and laugh when Marine sees them. At an after party, Lady Bird finds Danny kissing another boy in the bathroom stall.
She later confronts him over it, and he breaks down, crying because he can't bring himself to admit that he's gay to others. Lady Bird hugs him.
Lady Bird starts to make friends with a popular girl named Jenna. She gets on Jenna's good side when they pull a prank on a t-shirt by putting a Just Married to Jesus sign on her car. Later, the two meet up with another student named Kyle, who's in a band.
They meet up with Kyle and other friends in a parking lot where they like to hang out. Lady Bird and Kyle later hook up at a party at Jenna's house. However, Lady Bird being friends with Jenna causes a strain on her friendship with Julia.
Soon, due to a lot of reasons, Lady Bird broke up with Kyle, and the graduation is around the corner.
Lady Bird checks the mail for college letters. She's disappointed at being rejected for most colleges due to her average to poor grades, but she becomes excited when she's told she is on the waiting list for a New York college.
Lady Bird and her friends graduated. While at lunch with her family, Danny passes them and accidentally lets it slip that Lady Bird's on a waiting list for the NY school, despite her telling her family she was going to University of Davis to stay close to home. Marion gets very upset and stops talking to Lady Bird for the summer, even as she tries to explain herself.
At college, Lady Bird goes to a party where she gets very drunk. She meets a guy and introduces herself as Christine. They start to hook up, but Lady Bird pukes and winds up in the hospital.
Lady Bird wakes up and leaves the hospital. She walks back towards her dorm through the city and then stops to call home. It gets straight to voicemail, so she leaves a message for Marion saying she should have told her more how much she loves her.
It is not fine how the story is quite simple, but great coming-of-age film.
Yep, it's cute, quirky, and thoughtful coming-of-age story, and everyone can relate to, with the all-important themes of teen angst, adolescence, and ambition.
Yep, I recommend it for our audience to watch it.
So that's all for the storyboard today.
See you next week.
See you.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Did you know toothpaste is basically ineffective? It's like sucking on a mint.
Why did Kelly die? I didn't even know he was sick again.
How old was he?
Only 56.
Can Sean and I get in there?
In a minute, honey. Dana and I are still in here.
That's too young.
Everybody, you better be dressed.
I'm dressed.
Yeah, I'm gonna send them a note. Do you think that Sean and Miguel have sex on the pull-out couch?
Oh, yeah.
Why can't I just make the eggs?
Because you take too long. You make a big mess and have to clean the whole thing up.
Eggs aren't good for the environment anyways. What?
You heard her.
Look at all these pictures. Every newspaper looks like the USA today.
Shelly and I are trying to be vegan, hence the soy milk.
You wear a leather jacket. But the Adventist soda don't support the industry. They aren't done. There's white stuff. You know how much you love Brambles? Fix is smarter than him, even. I never thought Brambles was a genius, okay? Mom, the eggs are not done.
Fine, make your own fucking eggs.
Wanted to, you won't let me.
Your sister doesn't like me.
I'm hungry.
She does.
You had your chance going to bed.
Did you know that Alanis Morissette wrote this song in only 10 minutes?
I believe it.
So, I'm applying to a couple of East Coast schools. I need you to help me with the financial aid applications, but Mom can't know.
Wait, aren't they quite expensive?
First, yes, that's for financial aid. Second, I have to get in first.
Mom won't be happy about it.
Which is why I don't want to fight about it before I have to. Just pull over here.
Are you sure I can travel to the front?
No, this is fine. I like to walk.
Well, I love you.
So, what do you think about college?
see what I can do.
Thanks, Dad. I love you too. Have a good day at work.
I'm like Henry Charles. I'm just happy to be anywhere.
Clip 2.
Being alive.
Okay, Christine.
Ladybird.
Is that your given name?
Yeah.
Why is it in quotes?
Well, I gave it to myself. It's given to me by me.
Okay. Take it away, Ladybird.
Everybody says don't, everybody says don't, everybody says don't, it isn't right, don't, it isn't nice. Everybody says don't, everybody says don't, everybody says don't walk on the grass.
Rolling along, rolling along.
Make me a channel of your peace. Where there's a spirit alive, let me bring hope. Where there's darkness, only light. And where there's sadness, ever joy.
There are giants in the sky. There are big, tall, terrible giants in the sky.
We're waking up and you look below at where you left. You think you know it's more than classic. It's enough to show just how small you are.
I said I own your room. Go to bed.
Congratulations.
You too. We both got in.
Everyone who auditioned got in. The part I got was basically not getting in.
I don't even know how I got cast in my part.
Me either. I was the one who had a dress and prepared a song.
I know.
Now you're going to be all romantic with Danny on the stage.
It's probably only shot at that, you know.
Do you have a pen?
Yeah.
Oh no, I didn't stop it.
Clip 3.
That's us.
No, my mom is coming.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she is.
The plan was to sleep over at my house.
No, it's fine.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey, Matt.
Have you ever been out of the country?
When I was little, my dad had a job that took him to Brazil. I remember from the pictures.
My dream to... Oh, sorry.
No, you go.
I've never been out of the country. It's my dream to go to Paris.
Paris?
That's why I'm talking French.
My mom said French wasn't useful.
It is if you want to go to Paris. I still don't know how to use those rollers that you gave me.
It's so easy. So after they heat up, you take your hair and you twist the hair like this and...
How long will this hold us?
I don't know.
The severance package, I think, expires all at once, not within the calendar year.
Is she home?
Maybe just leave it at night.
No, she knows better. She can't sneak around like this.
Marion.
Christine, you can't leave your room like this.
I didn't.
None of these things were put away right. They are nice. Christine, now.
Put my clothes away. My name is
Don't lie to me. This uniform, this is gonna look like trash on Monday. This isn't right. We can't treat our clothes like that. I don't know what your wealthy friends
do. Why do you care what I do to my clothes?
Your father doesn't have a job. He lost his job. Do you need him to come in here and explain that to you? Of course, he probably wouldn't anyway. He's Mr. Nice Guy and I always have to be the bad guy.
Can we please just talk about this tomorrow?
Because it makes us look like rags. You want to know the truth? Here's the truth. Some of your friends' fathers could employ your father. And they're not gonna do it if it looks like his family's trash. You understand?
Didn't you ever go to sleep without putting all your clothes away perfectly? Like, even once? And don't you wish your mom hadn't gotten angry?
My mother was an abusive alcoholic.
Clip 4.
Where's Father Leviathan?
All right, let's have everyone take a knee.
What?
Cozy, sir.
Now I know you all miss Father Lovitch. I tell you that, the brothers do too, but I'm not gonna give things my best shot. Now, usually I'm the JV football coach, but from what I see, a play is a play.
Where's Lady Bird?
She's with her new best friend. She thinks she's too cool for theater.
If you can pull up your script, I'm assigned number of each of your roles, and I'm gonna put the blacking up here in the broad, and then if you guys can transfer them back into playbooks, and that'd be great.
Who's playing what part?
I handed Mr. Petty here assigned roles since he knows you all, so going up, Miss Hattie.
Okay, Prospero, Danny.
Danny, nice, it's row one.
Wait, where do you live?
Oh. The 40?
That's where our starter house was. Which street?
44 is the three-story blue one with its white shutters and the American flag in the front.
Yeah, I know that one. Do you want to go over there right now and eat? I live in Granite Bay. Otherwise, I'd say let's go there.
Actually, I was thinking maybe we should go to the Deuce. I was talking to Kyle about it and he was like, whatever is lame, but maybe I'll see you there.
How do you know Kyle?
Oh, my mom made me get a job at a new Helvetia to learn, like, responsibility. Anyway, we hang out there.
Yeah, Kyle's awesome. Let's juice it up.
Okay, you guys, now look, row one right. You're gonna run kind of extreme, post right in front. I want you to look straight at the audience, okay? Don't really look around and blocking at everybody if they walk by you. 8-9-10, you are coming in hard right here, because the guys are gonna love it. Don't talk around yourself. Now, coming slow. We are seeing, this is seeing. White lines are seeing, we are seeing, we are seeing. Danny's not seeing yet, he's all on seeing. 8-9-10, you are coming hard! You are coming hard!
Is it the Deuce?
Yeah.
It's a parking lot?
Yeah.
We were in one parking lot and we went to another parking lot.
Hey Kyle, Lady Bird and I just decorated the nun mobile, like just married to Jesus.
That's hella tight. What you do is very bolder. You are very anarchist.
Yeah, fuck him.
Don't worry, I'm not gonna snitch on you.
Well, I hope not cause that fucking kill your family.
What?
Sorry, that was an exaggeration.
It's okay. My dad has cancer, so I guess God's doing that for us.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You work at New Helvetia, right?
Right.
Can I get your number? We were looking to set up more gigs down here.
Definitely.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Oh, it's getting horribly hot, isn't it?
The temperature sure flies up to heaven, and so does our enthusiasm about movies and English. Let's start our action English and rock the place. Here's your friend, Alfira.
Okay, that's a little kid's channel. Look at this.
Oh.
Well, welcome to Action English today. I'm surprised.
Okay, come on. Maybe my entrance is a little childish, but we are not doing some tedious news podcasting. At least not in this place.
What's the unusual thing about this one?
We are talking about Lady Bird today. A movie with nothing but a crowd of rebellious juveniles. My introduction is obviously more at their age.
I see. With a pair of vigorous, unorthodox things. Well, I'll stop arguing about the introduction and go straight to the English, okay. Sunshine.
Okay, cool. Okay.
It's my tradition to run for office.
这句话出现在我们的女主角 Lady Bird 因为在校内发疯竞选海报而被叫到办公室训话。女主角跟修女老师解释时说出这一句 It's my tradition to run for office. 意思是参加竞选只是我的传统而已。
So, 这个 run for office 就是参与竞选的意思啦。Vivid, isn't it? Run for office, 向办公室跑去，也就是通过竞选得到办公室的职位啦。举个例子， Donald Trump run for office, or more specifically, ran for president in 2016, and it turns out, It's a wise choice for himself, but for most of the people in the world, I don't know.
Run 作为动词跑是我们在很小的时候就已经很熟悉的词语，但实际上正如 do, make 等看似简单的动词一样，它们的背后往往有非常丰富的内涵。可以说单词越短解释越长。我们看回 run, 光是作为动词就已经有很多的意思了。比如经营 run a company, 开设 run a course,
Okay, let's stop here. We don't have the whole night for you to read the dictionary, and your nose is running.
My nose is still here on my face. It doesn't run away, don't be ridiculous.
No, there's dense liquid coming out from your nostril. 你在流鼻涕。
Titty
is here.
Oh, thank you.
Did you catch a cold recently?
Oh, sorry. It's not a cold. Maybe it's just because of the abrupt drop of the temperature.
Mm-hmm.
How can my nose run means... 我还以为 run 在刚才句子里的意思是逃跑呢。And it still sounds weirdly literary.
Well, you can't find everything in the dictionary, see?
Fine, I give in. And what do we know about the next phrase?
Let's check it out.
This won't mess with my scholarship, will it?
承接上文 ,Lady Bird 看修女老师不是很满意她的行为，很紧张地问了一句 Won't mess with my scholarship, isn't it? 意思是不会影响到我的奖学金吧。
Mess with 通常的意思是打扰。干涉，而在这里衍生为影响到某件事情。For example, we can say governments should not mess people's religious beliefs. 政府不应该干涉人们的宗教信仰。
Mm-hmm.
Or when you have the bad day, feeling exhausted and frustrated, someone makes jokes with you about it, which you might find offended.
Mm-hmm.
You can explain to them, "Don't mess with me." Then she or he will know it's not a good time to make jokes with you.相信大家也注意到了，当我们使用 mess with 时，通常是形容某件事情对另外的人或者是造成了负面的影响。
Oh, I have a better example. You're never gonna shake it out of your head after you hear it.
It doesn't sound right.
That's in an episode in Modern Family. Alex and Kelly tried to show Luke the right way to dump girls. So they text the girl, Luke's want to get right up with Luke's phone, but girl dump him or them in the end. Helios feel embarrassed and swear to take avengers, saying, that bitch is messing with the wrong the bitch. 意思就是这小婊子搞错人了。
Well, you're seriously taking an example.
Okay.
And you spare no effort to show your puberty, don't you? Well, before anyone found out the sensitive words in your example, let's skip to the next word.
Okay.
She has a big heart, your mom.
影片中的 Lady Bird 刚送走了一起过感恩节的同学，不由得像姐姐一般的 Shelley 抱怨起妈妈的不通情理。但是深受 Lady Bird 母亲收留之恩的 Shelley 却对 Lady Bird 说 She has a big heart, your mom.
Big heart.通常语意为心胸宽广、气量宽宏或者博爱之心，在影片中可以理解为善良。妈妈作为一位天主教徒，却愿意收留和儿子有过婚前性行为，也因此而被家人扫地出门的女孩子，可见妈妈的善良和博爱。
And here is an example. I like to help than other people, and I have a very big heart. 这里是善良博爱的意思。而 surprise is a gentleman with a big heart. 这是很有风度、很气度宽广的意思。
Wow, how'd you turn to such a sweet angel in the blink? Before I down my curse on you.
Oh, yeah.Take back whatever I said. By the way, big heart 在医学中是心脏肥大的意思。So next time you hear big heart in the hospital or from a doctor, don't take it as a prize.
And so much for listening to today's Action English, and see you next time.
Bye-bye. See you, guys.
Tired of a long day's work, watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hey, my dear audience, this is Helen. How are you doing?
And this is Tiger. Welcome to Close Up. We will introduce you some main actors of Lady Bird in the following minute.
Precisely, young actors. As you all know, it's a youth film. So we have Saoirse Ronan, who played Lady Bird, and Lucas Hedges, who played her first boyfriend, Danny.
And Timothy Chalamet also played an important role in the film, but he will not be introduced as we have talked about in the first episode.
Yeah, sorry to his royal fans. So which actor shall we start first?
Lady Bird first, of course. Our adorable Saoirse Ronan had just celebrated her birthday weeks ago. She was born in New York at April 12, 1994.
But she was raised in Ireland. Her name, Saoirse, means freedom in Irish, which quite fits the theme of Lady Bird.
Indeed, and even though she has lived in Ireland for years and has an Irish accent, you may not tell that from her performance.
I agree. As a performer, Ronan started her career at a very young age. She played a weird role in a short film when she was 6 years old.
Weird?How? I thought her roles are mainly cute girls or gorgeous young ladies.
Well, because of her father, he was also an actor, and his group happened to like a little girl from the half-human, half-clone role. So our Lady Bird got it.
Luckily, she didn't play that kind of roles for the whole time. By the age 14, she has played important parts in two significant movies, Atonement and The Lovely Bones.
And her performance was highly praised by Keira Knightley when they were shooting Atonement. She also got a nomination of Oscar because of that movie.
In fact, she has got 3 nominations for Oscar and 3 nominations for British Film Academy Award and once for Golden Ball Award Best Actress.
And she's just 24. Imagine how many achievements she could make. She even was named one of the next generation leaders by Time magazine.
In despite of this, she is still a lovely girl. She said the first time she watched the Lady Bird was with her friend. They had some alcohol because Ronan was so nervous.
Oh, I heard that before, but I didn't get to know her from Lady Bird. Instead, it's a movie which Ronan played a supporting role.
Let me guess, it's the Grand Budapest Hotel?
You're right, in which she played a waitress and also presented a spiritual performance.
And Lucas Hedges took a part in that movie either.
Really? I didn't see him in it.
Well, you're careless. He was the boy on the mountain who helped the killer to fill up the gas tank.
You remind me of that, but he was appeared for only several minutes. That scene's just slipped away.
Yeah, you're right. Different from Ronan's abundant acting experience, Lucas usually plays roles who has conflicts with the family members.
For example, Patrick in Manchester by the Sea, and Robbie in 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
In both movies, he had performed a boy who carried sorrow in heart, and I have to say his performance is actually eye-catching.
So it is. He also got an Oscar nomination for the film Manchester by the Sea.
We had done one episode for that movie, by the way, but he did have something in common with Rona. They both have the father who worked for movies.
Yes, Lucas' father is a screenwriter and had nominated for Oscar for once. You can tell they both had a great style for growing acting career.
That's right. I'm looking forward to their higher achievement and performance.
Okay, that's all for today's close-up. We hope you enjoy it. This is Helen.
And this is Tiger.
See you next week.
Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my dear audience. Welcome to the most exciting and informative section in Action Frame. I'm the half anchor of TikTok Talk, broadcasting star Rebecca.
And I'm the writing star of TikTok Talk, Desmond.
Oh, so I should introduce myself like, say my name, you know who I am. Hello, I'm the you-know-who of TikTok Talk, Charlotte.
Oh, why are we keeping up with the Joneses? It's just the same thing our heroine in the movie Lady Bird did.
I don't think our little jokes is the same with Christine's behavior, but I do appreciate your way of getting straight to our topic. So let's just get down to work and finish it decently and enjoy our a little tea milk tea, which is on the way.
Wow, fascinating, fabulous. Why don't we just start from the Jonas's point, which Desmond has just come up with. I've actually never met any people like Christy in real life who is so self-abased to make up and well-fixed identity for him or herself. In my opinion, it is something only those pessimistic, negative characters, especially whom have conflicts with the rich main character in Guo Jingming's novel, would do.
Those who would like to have a portrait on which they are holding their Starbucks paper cups?
Nice shot, Desmond. That is really a vivid scene.
But I have, in fact, come across one of these kind of people.
You do? Talk about it.
Well, I met her when I was in primary school. She lived in the same neighborhood with me at that time. One day, I came back from school and decided to have a good play in the garden. Suddenly, I heard someone crying bitterly behind the trees, so I approached the source of that cry and discovered her.
Sounds like a standard beginning of a horror. Go on.
I was a nice kid at that time, so I comforted her. She told me about her family, so I couldn't figure out why she wanted to demonstrate her privacy to a total stranger. I listened. It was nothing out of the box that she told me she lived in a luxurious villa on her own, for her parents were doing business abroad. But it was really a stunning thing that she told me she went blind for crying too much, but dare not tell her parents.
What? How can she live on her own if she's blind? Go to the garden and find a place to hide herself and cry? That don't make sense at all. Did she have some mentally disorder?
Yeah, but I unfortunately didn't discover that controversy since I was really naive and she was extremely good at making convincing stories. So I expressed my story for her and what she told me next even moved me to tears.
Oh my god, I'm a little bit ashamed of cooperating with you now. How could you be so educated?
Just let me finish the story before laughing at me, will you?
Okay.
She told me how she managed to do well at school, even if she's the youngest to attend school, at age of 5. And I said, oh, that's really too young. It wasn't until I got home that I finally realized, if counted in a certain way, all of us who are born in the second half of a year entered primary school at age of 5, I was so deep in my respect and sympathy for her that I didn't even react to her grandmother's picking her up.
Time to get idiot Desmond out of the group. Producer!
I second that. Even as a child, you were just unbelievable.
Hey, don't do that. You must do that to your lovely friend who just ordered the milk tea for you.
Just a joke. Don't get upset. Let's get back to that girl. I think she was intoxicated in the vulnerable role she'd created for herself, though she made up a miserable image different from those girls who make glorious backgrounds. She, too, used it to attract attention.
And, as it appears, succeeded in limited number of kids. But I don't think she's gonna get along well with others if she continues to do that. No matter how sophisticated one's raw skills can be, the truth still exists under that cover, and it's just a matter of time for it to be revealed to all. And the consequence, like what happened to Christine in the movie, is the collapse of friendship based on liars.
Yeah, reality is what liars can never change.
And although every one of us have the tendency of beautify our image when socializing with people, and that's almost unavoidable on the Vanity Fair, it's always important for us to bear in mind that fakers can only have faked relationships.
Brilliant remark. Real friends are who know the real you and accept your weakness and strengths as a whole. Just like Julie in the film. But we often think little of the precious deed of a friend, instead chase for membership of those celebrities' club, which is really a pity.
Not only friends, parents' love are also always neglected, too. We complain about them for intruding our room, our future plans, our studies, but never think of how much the emotional and financial support they had provided us weighed.
That's true. All of us have asked the question, how much should I pay you for bringing me up in adolescence? Spoken out or in our heart. It's just another childish act.
The film is about the sorrows and mistakes of adolescence, and thanks to it, we've got a chance to face what stupid things we have done during that period.
And Desmond should be the MVP tonight.
Come on, don't.
So, let's end our program now.
See ya!
Oh, my great fellows.
Tired of a long day's work, watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Dear audience, welcome to the final part of Lady Bird, the gramophone. I'm your friend, Sybil. Hey mom, did you feel emotional the first time you drive in Sacramento? In the end of the movie, Kristen, or Lady Bird, was standing in front of the church, slowly recovering from the hangover, recovering her ordinary teenager life. Memorized like frames covered with the warm light of sunset in Sacramento, California, the place she once tried so hard to escape from. The memory was surely filled with music all the way. Many songs appeared more than once. Now, dear audience, please take a trip down the memory lane with me and feel the pain and joy of youth. Clip 1. Little Credits. Sunset in Sacramento, California, the place she once tried so hard to escape from. The memory was surely filled with music all the way. Many songs appeared more than once. Now, dear audience, please take a trip down the memory lane with me and feel the pain and joy of youth. Clip 1. Little Credits. This is the soundtrack in the beginning of the movie. Joyful, light, and brisk. Indicating the movie is comparatively easy, unlike Three Billboards Outside Ebbing or The Shape of Water. You could also see how Lady Bird like pink bandage, hubristic attitude, and rebellious dye red hair. The music, together with the pictures, give us the first impression of her. The dramatic, restless soundtrack also implies there is something about to happen. The anxiety of wanting to be recognized, the unsatisfaction of her life, and the hurt from love are coming up. Clip 2. The Eve of Parting.
It's hard to think this eve of parting turns to sand of summer gone. When both our minds are warped with parting, break the thought of nights alone. Maybe I should turn in silence, tell myself I didn't care. Curse the thought of your existence, loving every flaxen hair. Flesh cries out, don't move, don't leave me. Conscience runs till out of breath. Sunrise pregnant with your leaving, creeping in like certain death. The pattern of the bird of love that's wheeling on its dizzy way tears me down to basic sorrow, useless for another day. It's hard to think this eve of parting turns to sand of summer gone. When both our minds are warped with parting, break the thought of nights alone. Flesh cries out, don't move, don't leave me. Conscience runs till out of breath. Sunrise pregnant with your leaving, creeping in like certain death.
The music faded in as Lady Bird's mother Marianne driving home from work. The street scenes of Sacramento passed by outside the car window. As people always say, it's the places where nothing ever changes. And the song goes, it's hard to think this eve of parting turned to sands of summer gone. When both our minds are warped with parting, break the thought of nights alone. Maybe I should turn in silence, tell myself I didn't care, cause the thought of your existence, loving every flaxen hair. Though the melody is slow and gentle, the lyric is so sorrowful, even grieved. Personally, I believe this is a portrayal of Marianne and her harsh love to Lady Bird. This sad song also appeared when the movie was close to the end, when Marianne drove Lady Bird to the airport. She didn't say goodbye or remain mean because she's still in anger with her daughter, but couldn't help to burst into tears after Lady Bird's departure. All her feelings show in the lyric. Flesh cries out, don't move on, don't leave me. Conscience runs till out of breath. Sunrise pregnant with living, creeping in like certain death. Clip 3. Crash Into Me.
This is a sweet love song, but what came along with the song were two bitter love stories. The girl met a boy who's gentle, sweet, handsome, passionate about musical. Above all, she respected Lady Bird with all his heart, which was exactly what she wanted. He's the Prince Charming, until he was caught kissing another boy in the bathroom stall. She listened to the song while lying and crying with her best friend Julie. Then, the girl found another boy, decadent, pessimistic, and world-weary. She gave away her virginity so desperately before she found out who the boy really is. She heard the song again in the radio. The boy, Kyle, said, "I fucking hate this song." The Lady Bird replied, "I love it." She said she loved it because she found the courage not only to face the imperfection of life, but also to be who she really is. That's why in the end, when asked why she listens to the greatest hits, she could confidently argue, "So what? They're the greatest. Sweet like candy to my soul. Sweet you rock the sweet you roll. Lost for you, I'm so lost for you. You comes crashing to me, and I come into you." I believe that's what young love feels like, unexpected and reckless, crashing into your world. Maybe most of us were once Lady Bird, sensitive, rebellious, eager to run away. You wish to be richer, prettier, more popular, but you're never good enough. You wanted the perfect love story like High School Musical, but it never happened. Your Prince Charming will not show up under the spotlight of your prom with smart suit and with love in his eyes, and you will never be selected as the prom queen. You're the wallflower, the nerd in class, the weird and invisible kid. But hey, who wants this perfect life anyway? Everything is the best vision it could be when you're young. And every mistake leads you to a new path. When the name mistake leads you to a new path, when the names written by marker pen were wiped out and the plane took off, the dramatic, restless soundtrack started to ring again. The girl, Lady Bird, or Christian, call it what you want, comprised with the past and was ready to fly. That's for this week's Action Frames. I'm your friend, Sybil. Hope to find yourself through joy and pain like Lady Bird. We'll see you next time.
As for today, producer, Su Ling Han, Helen. Anchor,
Ai Li Fei Ru, Alfira.
Liao An Ran, Charlotte.
Luo Yun Jia, Rebecca.
Wang Jing Shi, Surprise.
Journalist,
Chen Yuan Hao, Desmond.
Pan Yu Ye, Irene.
Hou Yifu, Jacob.
Li Qian Hua, Kitty.
Liu Tianzi, Regina.
Zhu Hui Ling, Sibyl.
Jin Xiaoyu, Tiger.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。